I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension. We are digging peanuts in South Georgia. How's it going? How do they look? We're going to talk about it right here, right now, on the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine, that's where I spend my
time. We've officially started digging peanuts these last few weeks, and it is very dry. That's the main thing, is just how dry it is. So that's hurting us a little bit on our ability to get some of these out of the ground. For the most part, our harvest conditions are good, and all us county agents are just spending a lot of time doing maturity checks on our peanuts and trying to find the optimal time when they should be dug. There's a lot of discussion about that this year since we've had a lot of good rain, a lot of heat. Is the crop going to progress a little bit faster? So far, everything I'm seeing is that we're digging our 06Gs a little bit before 140 days. Generally, they seem to do better on grades when we get past 140 days, but most of our peanuts have been ready and ready to dig late 130s, early 140s, and they're looking really good. We've also got some grades that are coming out, and the grades are doing good. We try to follow up and just keep up with how the crop is doing. There was some discussion on cloudy weather. Could it slow it down? Actually, there's some data from Tifton that shows that our growing degree days have actually been more in 2018 than it has been in 17 and 16 for peanuts. So when you consider that, along with the rain and just not having any dry time to slow them down, they really seem to be moving. Another thing we're noticing is a root crop. A lot of samples I've looked at, more peanuts are sitting on the roots. And University of Georgia Extension peanut agronomist Dr. Scott Mumford notes this, talking about a majority of the early peanuts have had more of a root crop with only very few being produced on the limbs. That too can speed up maturity in some fields. Of course, that's not going to happen in every field. And this again is another reason growers need to check every field. We talked so much about maturity and optimal digging time. Keep in mind, research shows if we dig just a week early, we could lose a little bit over 200 pounds an acre loss, which will come out to about $50. A week late, we could see as much as 200 pounds per acre peanuts loss. That's nearly $150 an acre. But it's just something to keep in mind and why it's so important to check every field. And then the last question growers have this time is about how much more do I need to keep on my fungicide program if I'm getting closer to dig. Well, keep in mind right now how dry it is, and it's been dry the whole month of September, and it was already leading into it from August. But when it's dry like this, the disease really just does not have time to develop. So University of Georgia Extension pathologist tries to help us out with this. Dr. Bob Kamerite talks about, at what time do we need to quit worrying about our disease control? Well, if we're 3 weeks away from digging and we do not have disease in the field, we are good to go for the remainder of the season, and no more fungicides are required. Now, for 3 weeks from harvest, and we do have an issue with disease, let's say it's leaf spot, and we're 2 to 3 weeks away, a last leaf spot fungicide is probably going to be beneficial. Now, if leaf spot is too severe, let's say defoliation greater than 20%, then a last application is not going to help. But let's say we're about 3 weeks away from harvest, and we do have white mold. It is likely beneficial to apply another white mold fungicide. Let's say we're 2 weeks from harvest, or even less, and we have white mold. It is unlikely that any fungicide will be of any benefit. For more information, visit my blog, WilcoxCountyAg.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine.